working at precision. So
check one.
Check uno. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah.
Okay. In 3, 2, 1. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Not Another Podcast. I am James.
I'm Dan.
That is Danny.
Ha! I got it in there. Fuck you.
That's what she said.
Well, yeah. That's what you wanted to say. But anyway. So how you doing?
I am in so much pain. I can't even begin to describe how much pain I'm in.
Give your balls a tug, you pussy.
What? What? No, you can relate to this because you've had shoulder issues.
Oh, yeah.
Too. So I've got like, I don't know if it's what's going on, but there's some sort of muscle in my shoulder going up my neck and down my arm that just is refusing to
relax.
Relax. Mm-hmm. And now, starting today, it's coming through on the front side of my shoulder, like the pain. So, like, I'm seriously thinking, like, it's more than just a pulled muscle. Like, there's something seriously wrong.
You might have a tweaked nerve or something.
I went to the doctor, and he's like, no.
Did you go to Kaiser?
No, Providence.
Hmm. They're usually on point, but
I got these muscle relaxers.
Yay!
Funny story, though. The first night I took one, the next day I woke up in far worse pain than before taking the muscle relaxers.
Probably because you passed out and you slept wrong, but you couldn't feel it because you had the muscle relaxer. And then when you woke
up, because I woke up in the middle of the night and I couldn't move. The last few nights, I have had to struggle to find a position I could sleep in. I can barely do my job because no matter where I put my arm,
yeah,
it's just pain all through my tricep.
Yeah, the one thing I found, because I have kind of the same issue, but my shoulder is the primary focus of all my pain. So it's like what I end up doing, it's like it doesn't go down into my bicep or anything like that or up into my neck so much. But what I found is sleeping on my back with a pillow just slightly behind it to push it forward just a touch. Mm-hmm. And then if I focus on it, I can tense it up a little bit. I'll feel where the pain is. And then if I relax it into the pillow, it actually helps a little bit. It's like straining the muscle to get it to actually fully relax.
See, what I did earlier today when I got home is I laid on the floor and I used a tennis ball. And I kind of put it in the primary points where the pain seemed to be, like the epicenter of the pain was.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of slowly rolled on it. And,
smart.
And then I laid on a heating pad for like a half an hour. And I also took a muscle relaxer. So I am in less pain now than I was when I got home.
Well, that's good.
But even as I'm sitting here, like, I'm feeling, like, twinges of pain, like, right here, like, right where my elbow is.
Yeah.
And right in here. Like, I can't figure out why this hurts.
Getting old ain't for the weak, dude.
No shit. I just told my wife, like, you know what? I'm done. Sell me for parts.
This is bullshit.
So, yeah, that's been my weekend, pretty much, is just suffering through this pain, trying to figure out ways that I could ease the muscles.
Right.
And going, I wonder if I could do self-acupuncture and how deep the needle has to go before the muscle will just go, ah.
Or it'll go, ow, 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 and you'll pull it out and you're like, fuck, I can still feel it. It's still in there. Yeah, no, that ill-advised self-acupuncture. I will say that I was actually a little upset over this weekend.
I'm sorry, man. Whatever it is I did or said,
No, it wasn't what you did or said.
Oh, good.
This kind of heralds back to our first viewing commentary. Lords of Chaos is playing at the Hollywood Theater off of Belmont.
Fuck! We could have seen it on the big screen?
At 9:30 at night.
I would have gone.
I would have, too, had it not been Monday through Thursday. I was like, I saw the poster on the thing while we were driving by, because we were going to try to go to the Moon and Sixpence, a little English bar off of the Sandy area. And so we decided, you know, we were going to go try somewhere else, and we started driving down, and I drove right up to that stoplight that's right across the street from the Hollywood Theater, and I saw the fucking movie poster. I was like, well, that's weird. I could have sworn they had a super limited release to New York and L.A. So I was like, well, that's fucking stupid. So we had to wait until we got where we were going, which we ended up going to, like, the little restaurant down off of Belmont, and we got Wi-Fi there, and we looked it up. Yeah, sure, shit enough. Fucking Lords of Chaos plays Monday through, like, Thursday at 9:30 at
night.
It's like,
you, Hollywood dealer.
God damn it, dude. It's like, fucking play it somewhere where I can go see it, because I told Josie about it, and she didn't quite understand that it was a biopic film, because I guess the way that I had been telling her sounded a bit more, like, documentary. But once I explained it to her, she's like, yeah, I'll go see that. I was like, yes, you will. I'm going to go see it, too.
I would have been pissed if you'd gone and you didn't call me and tell me it was playing.
Well, that's why I didn't even bother calling you. This would have been on Sunday. Because
I would have been like, okay, what time are you going to be there? I'll meet you there. We'll get popcorn and beer.
We're just going to call in sick tomorrow. Fuck it. It's cool. Don't even worry about it. But, yeah, it was once we saw the show time, so I was like, God damn it.
No, and after this show, you and I need to sit down and figure out what we're going to do for our next commentary. Because I had so much fun.
I'm down.
I want to do another one.
I'm down.
But I want to do something silly that we're not going to be like, just like, oh, I got to find out. Because that movie,
touch on the serious notes.
That was for a first viewing commentary, that was probably the most serious movie we've ever watched. Because we didn't make hardly any jokes at all. We were fascinated by this movie.
And that's why I told Josie, I was like, I got to watch it again. Only this time,
and seriously,
I think I'm
just going to
keep my mouth shut,
when it comes out on Blu-ray, I'm getting it.
Dude,
first day.
Yeah.
If I got to order it, I don't care. It's on my Amazon watch list. I'm just waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's me too.
It's a fantastic movie. I highly recommend it. So Emerald City Comic Con happened this weekend.
Oh, yes. I did see a little bit about that.
Buddy of mine from work was up there. I had no idea, A, that it was happening this weekend.
I didn't see anything
about it. But I'm pissed because apparently 4 of the kids from Stranger Things were there.
No, swing and a miss.
And my wife is pissed because Ron Weasley himself, Rupert Grint, was there.
Oh, swing and a double miss.
Rainn Wilson from The Office and The Rocker was there.
Okay, you know.
I'm trying to think of what other
swing and a miss.
What other picture. I don't know who else was there. But yeah, dude. The kids from Stranger Things.
I'm pissed off because there's a con going on in Vegas, and it's a Star Trek Comic Con, essentially. It's a Star Trek
con. Oh, Trek Con.
And it's got Jeffrey Combs going to be there, Mr. Reanimator in every great H.P. Lovecraft movie that's ever been deemed as hot garbage, but super enjoyable to watch. Yeah, and just for that alone, I'd be down. But it has every major character from the Star Trek universe, and it's like I'm going through the list, and it's like, man, I would get all these people to sign some. I mean, the guy who play Tim Russ is going to be there, and it's like, dude, I would have him sign a picture of Tuvok saying, "We ain't found shit." Good old Spaceballs reference.
I just have one question: is Jeri Ryan going to be there?
Jeri Ryan, I believe 7 of 9 is going to be there.
Then I'm all over it.
Dude, telling you, man, everybody. Because
even now, she is still smoking
hot.
Yeah,
she's still pretty fucking hot.
I'd get a picture of her, like, you know, one of the ones up on the wall.
you put it in a gold frame. Just, yeah. Yeah.
No, I'd frame it in silver and have little
Borg. And just little Borg implants on. Yes. Yes!
The frame would be made out of Borg implants.
That's fucking hot.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I found out about all kinds of shit this weekend. It was like, motherfucker.
This is just a bad weekend.
Dude, fuck real, man. For St. Patty's Day, you know, Josie and I really didn't do a whole lot of anything, really. We actually just did a little bit of shopping. Because Saturday was kind of a bust for her and I, because she's had to work these last few weekends, so it's kind of screwed up our weekend. So she just wanted to relax on Saturday, so that's essentially what we did. I went out and did laundry because I was like, well, fucking, I gotta get something done. Did that, and then Sunday, took her to go to church with her grandmother. I got home, I started playing, you know, just some music on my own because I had time to burn, since I wasn't doing laundry, which was really nice. and then when she got home, we headed out to do some shopping because I wanted to get some new t-shirts because a couple of my old ones are starting to give up the ghost. And so we went out to a couple of places. She needed new work pants and one like that. And so we were whooping it up on our St. Patty's Day, you know. Yay!
You guys are rebels.
Dude, seriously, we bought a brand new 8-piece Dublin crystal glass set. So 4 talls and 4 shorts. Oh, yeah, it's executive. Got it for 60% off. It was hot. And I bought a frying pan that was 60% off. Dude, fucking real, man.
Can I tell you the weirdest thing that happened to me? Maybe you can explain this to me. Why this happened?
15-year-old me is so disappointed.
Just disgusted.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I thought we were supposed to get fucked up on that day.
So yesterday morning I wake up and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to fix myself a nice breakfast. So I get the eggs out. I get the hash browns. I cook them all up. I get a glass plate, mm-hmm. and I set it on the table, on mm-hmm. the on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't throw it down. Mm-hmm. I set it down. I put the hash browns on it.
Mm-hmm.
I start salting the hash browns, and the plate explodes.
Ah. Now, what counter did you do that on?
That counter, right next to the sink.
Apparently, your plate was too cold, and your food was way too hot.
See, that's what I'm thinking, but as I held the plate, it wasn't cold.
Well, I had something similar happen to me as well, but it was a bit more of an extreme. So, you know those glassware oven, like casserole dishes?
Yeah.
Okay, so Josie and I were using one of those over our Christmas dinner, you know, and we were getting everything set up, and I was trying to get some hot water going because we were going to make some, like, hot chocolate or something like that on the stovetop. And what I didn't realize is I turned the wrong element on. So the bottom corner of my empty glass casserole dish was just kind of getting warmed up by this element. Now, as soon as I saw this, I shut it off and pulled it away, you know, thinking, okay, well, that was stupid, you know, whoops on me.
Yeah.
Fucking 5 minutes later, that thing just goes boom and fucking shattered everywhere.
Isn't like that 5 minutes thing?
Later.
Yeah.
So it was like, well, wait a minute. Now, I'd understand it if I had pulled it off and maybe hit it on something, or maybe it came into contact with a cold surface or something like that. But it was the oven surface, so it was element to the metal next to it. And I was like, okay, I need to let this cool down just naturally, take its own sweet fucking time. Well, apparently that's all that's needed to fucking explode those casserole dishes, is superheat up one small part of it. And have the rest of it be cold and let those two fight over supremacy. And when they do, it's like a fucking thunderclap.
See, I'm guessing that's what happened because it was loud, man. And it exploded with force, too.
Yeah. It just sends shrapnel everywhere. And it's like, fuck.
That's fucking science for you. Woo! Scared the crap out of me, though.
Fuck
like,
yeah.
Like, I'm literally just starting to salt it and boom! And I'm like, ah!
Plastic dishes for you from now on?
Apparently.
How about sippy cup lids?
Well, that's... But for an entirely different reason. But yeah, it was the weirdest thing. And it was like... luckily it didn't... Like, I didn't get cut or anything, but it was like...
The fuck?
It was like, boom! Caca.
God damn it. Now I'm going to find another plate and try to scoop my shit out of fucking glass shards.
See, I was actually kind of pleased because I thought, like, I was going to lose my whole breakfast, but the majority of it was fine. There was just, like, a section.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm not going to try and scrape that because there's probably glass in it. So,
yeah, you don't need that in your diet.
Yeah, so...
I've been told glass is not a good dietary substitute.
It's really hard to chew.
I'd imagine really it's also hard really chew. Hard to pass.
Probably, yeah.
Not good.
But, yeah, so...
So you had an exciting Sunday.
Yeah, so... After that was the highlight of my whole day.
Again, I got a brand new 12-inch frying pan with a lid that fits it. I'm super fucking stoked.
God, we are so lame, buddy.
Dude. Completely. But again, it was one of those things. I did happen to come across some wonderfulness. You know, I went down to Old Second Avenue Records, and that's where I found my T-shirts that I wanted.
I gotta hear about the T-shirt.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna lie, it's badass, and you know it. Don't even lie. You're jelly as hell.
Yeah, you didn't get me one. Fuck you.
Well,
there's
again,
the door. There's
medium.
The door.
Medium is all they had, bro, and I'm barely fitting this shit. I'm looking like a Pillsbury dough roll that exploded, you know?
It's not a good look, but I'm putting up. It would give me more motivation than I already have to lose weight, put it that way.
Well, I could have bought you a 3X, and that would have been more motivation to gain weight so it would fit proper.
I would have been happy with a 3X. I could have swam in that.
Jesus Christ, you could damn near parachute in it. But yeah, no, I got those three, and yeah, I was super tickled about that. And yeah, that's when we were starting to trip around looking for places to go to dinner, and that's when I found the Hollywood Theater, and I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah, I just saw, there. forget where I saw it. It was something about Second Avenue Records, and I was like, God, I haven't been there in years.
Dude, it's pretty solid. I go down there for my records and shit.
Tons of stuff there. For about a year, it was a weekend destination. I would go like every weekend.
Nice.
To check out stuff. But,
well, and again, it's,
you know, now it's downtown, and I went to a show downtown a couple days ago. First show I've been to in years.
Oh, down at the Roseland?
Yeah. And I was really excited about the show, but I was like, it's fucking downtown.
Yeah.
I just fucking hate going downtown. I used to love going downtown, but now it's such a pain in the ass to get around.
Yeah, I've never really been a fan of, like, I don't mind going downtown if I'm, like, riding public transit.
Yeah.
Because it's fairly easy to understand where you are and where the fuck you need to go. And just about everything you want to do is damn near walking distance.
Yeah, once you get down there.
At least a streetcar away or something like that. So, I mean, I've always liked tripping around downtown, but after I lived downtown, I don't give a fuck.
I spent almost 10 years working downtown, going there every day and back, and it's such a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place to visit once in a while.
Yeah.
Go do the fun stuff. But yeah, working down there.
But even Second Avenue Records
I think that's why I haven't been down there. Plus, you know, Apple Music closed. So it's
True. But, you know, at least
now all that's down
people.
There is Second Avenue.
Well, and that's enough. Because honestly, it's one of those things where it's like I've tried to look for certain types of albums on record because I have no way of transferring said record to a digital format, so I usually end up buying it twice. Mm-hmm. But Second Avenue tends to be one of the very few places that has the records I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had the Far Beyond Driven Anniversary Edition where it actually had the original album cover on it, where as opposed to Phil Anselmo's skull face with the drill going to it, it was an asshole getting augered. That was their original idea for the album art, and they only got to release it on the special edition, and it tended to only go out on vinyl.
Yeah.
So they had that. They had my anniversary, you know, Pantera walk. They also had Projects in the Jungle, the old Pantera shit. A lot of really good stuff down there, and it's like, yeah, I spend too much money down there. But at least priced.
I used to get import albums down there because it was the only place I could get them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I actually went down there. I had to order the Crimson Idol from Wasp when it came out because no one was carrying it.
Yep.
And that was on cassette.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
It was back before CD was really taking over.
Ooh. Speaking of music and kind of like rando stuff for a swap trade, we got the Oregon Musicians Expo going on not far from here, actually. I believe in a couple of weeks. Are you planning on hitting that up with me? Because I'm going. I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck instruments I want to swap out for. Because my way of thinking, if somebody's got any of the guitar bodies I want, if I do them a 3-to-1 trade, I'll be a happy boy.
We'll have to discuss it because I know very little to nothing about it.
Essentially, it's a swap meet for musicians. So if you have an instrument you want to sell or you just want to go look to buy, then this is just a place to go. It's basically the garage sale of all musicians in Oregon. They all kind of compile
to
one. And that's just it. It's like, I think I got about 3 instruments that I'm deciding I am willing to part ways with. My violin, because I have 2 fat fingers and I can't play it. And my wife shows no desire.
You've got more than just 2 fat fingers.
Well, I have a lot of fat fingers.
You've got 10, at least.
11, if you're asking my wife. But I have my beige nylon acoustic. You asked for it.
Those are grounds for divorce, I think.
I have a...
bigger than a finger.
I have a beige nylon acoustic that I'm willing to part with because Josie got me my Black Dean. That's way better. And I'm also considering parting with my steel acoustic because although it is nice, and it's my first that I ever had. I can do better. I can do a lot better.
And can you?
I can. Oh, yes, I can. But, again, my way of thinking, if I trade those 3
how much you believe in
for
yourself.
1, if I find a Mockingbird down there, or I find an Iceman down there, or, hell, even a Warlock down there that I'd trade 1 for 1 over, That'll be a win for me. But yeah, I just wanted to ask if you were going to head down there. Figured I'd give them a free plug while we're on podcast.
They're not going to let you in.
No, I know. I know. I'm still going to have to pay.
You gave us a plug on what? Yeah. Not another pocket. No, you're banned for life.
You don't get to come
Don't even look.
That's weird. You sound nice. You guys suck.
No, you suck, sir. Be gone with you.
Book you guys. I'm not going to bookmark this bullshit.
And that's why we don't want you in here.
Menstrata's wrath will be upon you.
So, in case you're wondering why you're just hearing Danny's dulcet tones as well as my own, it's because...
Nobody likes us.
Samantha is getting ready to move. She's
not
got
to Portland.
Her new lake house. Yeah, she lied to us.
Bitch.
We had to find that out the hard way. But also Bryce, who promised to be on with us this week.
Liar.
Bailed.
Dirty
just
bastard.
Bailed. We did try to get Jim.
Almost had Jim.
Almost had Jim, and then he...
And then he ghosted us.
He proclaimed we were crank callers. He didn't know who we were.
Yeah.
So...
I was trying, man. I was trying hard.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're stuck with us. Enjoy, fuckers.
But if you'll remember the last time you were stuck with us, we had kind of a good time figuring out superpowers.
Yes, that's right.
Not that we're going to do that again. But...
No, but that was a solid episode.
Yeah.
Fond memories. Sticky, but fond.
Very sticky. I had to change my carpet out after that episode.
Just swimming in it.
But yeah, so probably get Samantha back next week. Bryce said he'll be on next week.
He also said he'll be here this week.
He said he'd be here this week. And this would have been a really good week for Bryce to be on, because I don't know if you saw any of the shit that happened this weekend with our fearless Cheeto-in-Chief.
Nope.
Apparently he went on a Twitter rant. From everything from John McCain to being pissed off that Saturday Night Live was a rerun. But never once did he mention New Zealand and the troubles they were having. Or, I don't know, any number of things that a president should be focusing on.
I'm under the impression he's still very much aware that his Twitter page isn't the presidential Twitter page. It's still his personal jack-off place to go. So I have a feeling that's why. What disappoints me is there was no public statements made about it. There were no, you know, any kind of addresses whatsoever made publicly to the victims and, you know, the people around it. That's what disappoints me. The fact that he doesn't say it on Twitter, I'd give a fuck less.
Well,
Twitter is just a
place
for people to jerk off their own
beliefs.
He did
make a public
anyway.
Statement saying that, you know, we're with New Zealand and everything. As he was vetoing the whole thing so he could get his border wall.
Well, priorities, I guess.
Congress apparently, you know, voted his emergency funding down.
Mm-hmm.
He vetoed that, so he still gets his emergency funding. However, now it's going to the courts.
Yeah, good luck.
So, I don't know why someone just can't sit down with him and go, dude.
Move on.
Okay, you've got your money to build the wall, but here's the thing. It's
not
going to last.
A tenth of what you actually need.
You'll get your wall.
Yeah.
But the next president's going to come along and have it torn down.
Yep. Because it's fucking stupid.
There are better ways to control the border. The wall. He just wants the wall because it's a monument to him.
Build the wall. Crime will fall.
It's a complete fucking
bullshit.
Ego thing. It's a validation for his ego. And... do you realize how many decades it's going to take to repair all the shit he's done?
Mm-hmm. Or not done at
repair
all.
Repair relationships with other countries that he's ruined?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, the next president in line, just be aware, people, is probably going to be shit upon harder than anybody else, because they will be the soul to blame for all of the bullshit that Trump set in motion before they even got into office.
Yeah, that's the thing that a lot of people don't fucking realize.
It takes 4 years to somebody's fucked up presidency. And then you get 4 years where you actually might be able to start doing
something. Okay, look at it this way. Trump's been touting all the employment numbers. Like, that's his. Those are programs that were put in place when Obama was president.
Mm-hmm.
So all the great employment numbers we have right now are actually Obama wins.
Yeah.
In 2, 3, 4 years, we're going to start seeing shit Trump did.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all going to be laid at the feet at whoever is currently president.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how the stuff works. It takes time for programs to be put into place and for them to get going.
Yep.
So any prosperity that we have,
that's
whoever the current president
that's
is
for Obama.
Not necessarily the one who got it.
No, it wasn't their win at all.
Those tax breaks that Trump gave you.
Yeah.
No.
If you haven't already, you're going to start realizing that having more money on your paycheck isn't necessarily a good thing. Because right about this time of year,
it's going to hurt.
You're going to get your tax bill and go, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
Why am I having... I've never had to pay taxes before. Why am I having to pay now? Here's
you're
why.
You're welcome.
Trump gave you a tax cut.
Yeah. But it's basically as much a loan.
As much as we all hate paying taxes, it's kind of a necessary thing.
Right up until you become retired and or disabled.
Here's how you fix it, though. And I'm shocked that no one's implemented it. And I know certain people, like one Ocasio-Cortez, is getting a lot of flack for bringing up the idea. And the people she's getting flack from are people who don't understand how taxes work. So people like Danny and I,
uh-huh.
Let's for math's sake...
All right.
Say we make 20 grand a year.
That's pretty low, but all right.
But it's going to make my point.
Fair enough.
Now, someone like Donald Trump makes $1 million a year.
Again, pretty low, but all right.
Again.
Math's sake.
Making
gotcha.
My point.
Totally.
If we get into complex math, I'm going to have an aneurysm. Trump pays, out of that $1 million a year, he pays $10,000 in taxes.
Yeah. Which is pretty low.
You and I pay $10,000 in taxes.
Yeah. That's half of our wage versus a tenth of his.
He makes far more. Shouldn't he pay far more?
It should be a solid percentage. It should be a percentage all the way across.
Back in the 1970s, one of our most prosperous times in America's economy,
all right.
The rich were paying 70% of their wages in taxes.
Damn. That's a lot, though. Don't get me wrong. I understand they're super rich, but at the same time, it's like, again, if you flat rate everybody, let's say, for the sake of math, you and I stole 20, he stole $1 million. If everyone got taxed 20% of their wages, 20%. Now, for $20,000, 20%, that's what, $2,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Out of $1 million, that's what? Closer to
20
grand?
Yeah.
So, again, that ratio helps out a little bit. I mean, he'll still be uber fucking rich. And still be getting a decent chunk taken out. But $2,000 out of us is not as much, or doesn't seem like as much over the span of 12 months, as 20 G's on $1 million.
See,
you know what I mean?
I don't mind that there is a percentage. But it needs to be fair.
It needs to be flat across the board.
And I think if you're paying $20,000, I think paying 20% is fair. But I think if you're making
$160 billion a year, you're going to be keeping
economy
in good shape.
I think maybe paying 50% if you're making... I think when you get to certain echelons, that percentage should go up. I really do.
And I can agree with that to some degree, but at the same time, it opens up too much room for people to go, well, that's not fair.
But it's not fair as it is.
True.
Why am I paying more taxes?
I have no disagreement
than someone
there.
Who's rich.
But it would open...
And this, I'm not even including corporate tax breaks
because
a whole other...
That's a
can
I'm
of talking
worms.
Individuals.
Right, right. And that's what I'm talking about, though. It's like if you take the individuals and you give them a reason to bitch that it's unfair... On the lower end of spectrum, we can't do shit about it. We can't say anything about it. That would actually do anything different.
And that's why
the
tax rates are so screwed up, because the people who can do something have.
Did. And now they're getting the breaks.
And I really
feel
like
they
it's high time that the majority of the country, who are poor, need to rise up and go, fuck this shit.
Yeah, if everyone decided to stop paying their taxes all at once, Well, the IRS would probably lose their mind.
It'd be kind of funny to watch.
It would be fucking hilarious. But the sucky part about it is you'd still have those holdouts who are like, no, I'm still going to pay my taxes. But yeah, go fuck these guys.
No, and see, that's the thing, right? The thing is no one's going to not pay their taxes.
Well, yeah, because that'd be fucking stupid.
Because there's a fear.
Well, and on top of that, taxes actually do help things out. Not all. And for the love of fuck knows
but
that
can
this
you
is
imagine,
a can of worms
though,
I don't want to open. But
if people were paying their fair share, how much more?
Oh, it would be incredible the strides we'd make with the fucking tax.
There's
money.
A few basic economic things that if I was allowed to make the laws.
Implement. Mm-hmm.
This country would be as great as Donald Trump was touting it would be under his leadership.
No. You see, that's where you misunderstand. He never wanted to make America great again. He wanted to make rich America great again.
No. He wanted to make white rich America great again.
He just dropped those two because it didn't spell a word that he could understand. But
well,
yeah.
That and someone went, you know...
That might not be the vote you want to push.
Yeah, we're going to get into some... Do you want to win?
We'll call it gray areas.
No. It's white. It's totally white. It's the whitest of all whites.
Yeah. And again,
yeah,
that...
we need to ixnay on the white.
Yeah, let's just drop that off the side. But again, that's one of the things that he's always been there for. It was never for us, but that's how he sold it to everyone so he would get elected. People, if you're listening, understand. I totally get it. You bought it. Everyone did. A lot of people did, for that matter. It's bullshit. He was never looking out for our interest. He was never looking out for
the
common people.
He was always looking out for himself.
Always on number one's track. And number one also comes with a legion of other very highly rich motherfuckers. That is why he does what he does. Don't misunderstand. If you build the wall, crime will fall. No, it just means they're going to be standing on the other side going, challenge accepted. And they're going to get there.
No. They've already, even before a wall was a thing, they've proven that a wall won't work.
Yeah.
They go under.
Water.
And here's another thing. You build a wall, they're going to get really good with drones.
And they're going to get really good
drones
with
go
just
up,
figuring
over,
out ways
down.
Around. So how are we stopping
this wall? They're
already
figuring ways around.
But that's just it. It's like, how do you staff a wall? How do you genuinely staff a wall so you can actually enforce that nobody is just...
See, I figure the best way to stop it...
Ladders?
Minefields.
Bands? Oh, yeah, that'll work. I'm pretty sure Texas people will love that.
They've probably got all the landmines anyway, so...
Just saying. Just because Texas likes it doesn't
money
make it
for
a
your
good
landmine.
Idea.
Bring them on down so we can plant them to keep those brown menaces from crossing
Johnny
our
Boomer's
borders.
Landmines!
Dancing Dan's landmines and tams.
Woo! But again, yeah, no, it's... And that's just it.
The thing is I'm not going to get into the immigration problem because it's a complex problem. I have always been... a firm believer of come to our country.
Yeah, open the fucking door.
You're where you're living is a shithole. You want a better life? Come to our country.
And honestly,
do it legally because legally,
well then it
we have a better chance of helping you, and you're not screwing the system that you want to be part of.
But at the same time, if the system actually was set
and
up
if you
in such
be
a
here,
way
take
that
the
it
time
makes
to
it
become
easier.
A citizen.
Wait. But that's just it. We should literally have arrows on signposts pointing towards checkpoints all along the wall that said, hey, if you want to be a citizen, go to these checkpoints. You get your medical checked out, you get your background checked out, and you get a piece of paper stamped says, welcome to the fucking States, you're a citizen, baby.
No.
And now we're going to tax your ass because now you're a citizen.
You get a stamp that says, okay, you are a temporary citizen with the option to become permanent. You still have to go through and take the citizenship test.
But it
test
takes
to become...
so fucking much money to do that shit, and most people can't afford that.
But see, that's the thing. The
make it
whole,
free.
The whole system just... needs to be fixed from top to bottom.
Yeah,
I'm not
make it
saying.
Free.
I'm not saying. No,
cut
I
out
think
the price tag.
I think the price tag should be lower.
I think
but
it should
I think
be
it should be your first lesson in taxation.
Well, again, I think it genuinely for me, again, because a lot of the people that want to come here and start a new life, they don't have fuck all. So don't set the fucking dogs on them. Literally just say, okay, come on in.
But that's what I'm saying.
You're here, baby.
Here's your temporary citizenship.
Because
you've
cool
got
part,
3 years.
But here's the cool part. If you saturate our market with genuine citizens who have nothing to hide, nothing to fear, nothing to worry about, they become productive members of society without being afraid of what kind of jobs they could possibly have. There are people that I've met. Like, for instance, when I worked at McFarland's, there was a gentleman that I worked with who was an engineer in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But when he came up here, all of his credentials were garbage, so he literally was pushing fucking scoop dump. That was his job. It's like, so he had a really good education, a highly intelligent guy, and literally this is the best he can do here. I call bullshit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he could be helping us unfuck stupid shit like Better NATO, which was done up by a bunch of college students. It's like, let's remove a lane of traffic on an already busy lane.
Well, here's...
Anyway.
Here's another thing to think about. You saturate the country with hardworking people who want to be here, who want a better life. You're going to see crime decrease because they don't want that here. That's what they that's what they came here to escape.
And they're going to try to help fight that shit back.
Exactly.
Better law enforcement agents, because guess what? Now they got a reason to be happy to be here.
And especially if you're getting law enforcement agents from those other countries coming here.
You get intel on people you didn't even
know
existed.
They
know
how the shit works.
Exactly. So it's like... That's why I'm saying make the shit dirt free. Come through the checkpoint, get your fucking temperature taken, make sure you're not carrying any super contagible, you know, diseases. Walk on through the line. Congratulations, welcome in. I know you ain't got shit and we ain't got shit to offer you, but best of luck to you. You're a citizen, you can get a job anywhere.
See, I think we're on to something here. I think, okay. So let's take Pablo.
Okay.
He's leaving Guatemala because...
It sucks.
Fucking cartels. They're threatening to kill him. He takes his wife, his two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was there, he was a mechanical engineer. He was designing bridges.
Yeah.
He was helped building... But fucking drug cartels are like, no, fuck you. You got to pay us. And it's
and
like,
fuck
that.
They keep blowing up bridges and shit. And, you know. Yeah.
So he comes up here. And civil he goes engineer. To one of Dan's checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
And they go... What was your job? I was a mechanical engineer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good job.
It's a damn good job.
We could use some more of that stuff. Did you design anything we would know? Oh, yeah. Here's all these bridges I built. Cartels blew them up, but they were fantastic bridges.
They were really good right up until they did it.
It's like, okay, you're a bridge builder. We've got some problem with some worn out bridges. We'd love to have you come take a look. Okay, so open up. Say, your
whole family
you're healthy,
checks out.
Family's healthy. Here's what we're going to do. Stamp. 3 years you have a permit to come into our country, build a life. In that 3 years, if you want to become a permanent member, you have to complete our citizenship program. But we're going to make it cheap, and to make it better, we're just going to take it off your wages. Here's the best part. We're going to help you find a job. See, in a mechanical engineering thing because, hey, we need those. And we're going to give you some temporary housing until you can get some money, get on your feet, get your own place for your family.
To some degree, I can agree with that. But at the same time, it shouldn't cost money to become a citizen. It should literally be sign on the dotted line. Guess what? Congratulations. Because, again, all those people who came over on
it's
Ellis
not,
Island
I don't think
didn't
it's...
fill out any fucking forms. They literally put their name in a ledger book and went, and they got checked for head lice and congratulations.
But here's the thing. To take the citizenship...
So why are we making it more difficult?
Because you have to go through a class. You have to learn the laws. You have to learn all the shit.
Well, again...
So you have to pay the teachers who are teaching that and...
But again, let me ask.
But it doesn't have to be super expensive.
When we were kids, growing up in this country, having... You know, been born citizens. How many of the laws did you genuinely understand aside from don't steal and don't kill people?
And don't cross mother?
Well, that too, but I think everybody should know
that. That was pretty much the law.
That was it. Those are your three basic tenets, man. I mean, that's the Asimov almost there. But it's like, how much do you genuinely need to know? It's like, okay, well, don't get me wrong. It's nice to know when the Declaration of Independence was signed, but who fucking cares?
Well, here's another
thing,
too.
Unless you're going to be a congressman.
Here's another thing, too. what if we combine a citizenship course along with a class to help teach English? Because some of the people who come through don't have a lick of English.
That's fair.
If they had the opportunity to learn it, it would help them on their job that we're helping them get. I'm offering way more services in my plan, and the money that they would spend on the citizenship course comes out of their paycheck, and it's minimal.
But at that rate,
it's enough to pay the teachers.
Well, and at that rate, though, but that's to me, that almost strikes me as kind of like an infrastructure problem. It's like our teachers should be getting paid fairly well and a hell of a lot better than they are, but that's our public school teachers.
But that's the thing. I'm trying to fix the infrastructure at the same time.
But at this rate, I mean, how long is the class going to take? I mean, genuinely, how long would it take to give somebody the basic rundown of what it means to be a U.S. citizen?
This is why I give 3 years, because I think the course is like just a few months.
And that's fine.
Having been born a citizen, I don't know. But that's the thing. If I give you 3 years to do it, to complete that course to become a full citizen, that gives you time to build your life.
So does that buy off your entire family if you're associated, or do they all have to participate?
I think all the adults in the
18 and older?
Yeah, because if they're kids, they're going to go into the public schools.
Yeah, and they'll get some kind of
private schools or whatever. So they're going to get that education. Mm-hmm. Then when they turn 18, they have the choice of becoming a citizen. Because if they go through, depending on how much schooling they go through,
Wouldn't they be kind of grandfathered in at that point, though? Because they'd already gone through public schooling all the way up until that point. So, I mean, why would we bother?
I was just going to say. Like, as part of their final exam for high school before they graduate, they take a quick little citizenship test.
I don't even know if I'd call it a test. I'd just call it a document stating, yes, I want to be a citizen now. Thank you.
Well, don't they? You have to take an oath, too.
Yeah,
there's a whole ceremony.
No, I know.
I think we just make it part of their education. It's like, okay, this person was not born here, but they went through X amount of years in our school system.
Fuck! If they make it through one year of public school, that's the thing.
They choose. They get the choice,
right?
You know, they're about to be 18. They may choose. They want to go back to their country of origin. They want to go to citizenship
and then go home. It's okay.
They could if they want, but that's the thing. It's their choice.
Right.
You give them that. That's their first choice as an adult. Do you want to become a citizen? Do you want to vote? Do we want to be part of the system? Well, you have to go through this little thing, and it takes, you know, an hour of your time or whatever.
See, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with
that. And by that time, the parents will have shown
the benefits of being
a full citizen.
It is a massive undertaking, as far as I understand, to genuinely gain citizenship in this country. Mm-hmm. And that's what pisses me off, is because, again, I think of the Ellis Island people who literally walked through a line and jotted their name, "Welcome to America." That was it. That's all it took. Why did it go from that to, well, it's about $600, plus you have to file these forms, take this class, and you have to make sure that you're ready and able to do that, otherwise you can't be there. And on top of that, you only get a work permit that'll last for so long, which you'll have to renew. Again, there are so many fucking hoops to jump through to become a citizen.
Yeah, but also remember, too, you're talking almost 100 years, man.
Yeah.
Times have changed. I'm sorry, but that's the truth of it.
But they didn't need to.
They didn't need to, but yeah, they did.
No, they didn't. We were, at this rate, the whole concept and principle of this country was, if you were not happy where you were, you come here. That was our foundation. That's what all of our ancestors did. If you're white and you're American, that's exactly what you did. But
and you just nailed why it had to change.
But at that point, the damage is already done. When we established the country as a whole, back when we signed the Declaration, we still had an open door policy of, fuck, dude, come on in. We need to build this bitch up. We need to make
the world
wonderful.
Was a much less complicated place then, too.
I beg to differ.
Oh, dude, please.
I genuinely beg to differ, only because if you were living back then, the things that would stress you out and keep you stressed out on a daily basis would seem like world-ending shit. Nowadays, the things that you would get stressed out about and the things that bother you day in and day out sometimes feel like world-ending shit. Nothing really changed, just the type of work that each individual had to undertake every day to survive, to get on. You know, it's like if you were a frontiersman, yeah, you literally had to do everything for yourself or you die.
Oh, dude.
But no. Again, it's one of those things where I'm saying, I don't see that this was something that needed to change. Again, medical screenings, super smart. Because then, you know, if somebody's got something contagible, we don't want that going into mass populace. Really smart to have that done. After that, who fucking cares?
And again, I'm saying
because they're coming in illegally at this point. So
you actually made my point for me when I said that the world was a much less complicated place 100 years ago than it is now. And
in diseases alone, I'll give you that. But everything else, it's just
crime
versus bullshit.
You said that the things that stress you out then were like world ending. Mm-hmm. Things that stress you out now. World ending.
And in 20 years from now, we'll have things that are like, oh my God, how did I survive that?
But remember, as I've always said, perception is reality.
Exactly. And as they perceived it back then, it was.
But I'm about to prove to you how different the world was then as opposed to now. Back then, you basically had three problems. You had work, you had shelter, you had food. That was your life then.
Well, you had a lot more than that, but all right. Yeah, I'll go with that for the basic tenets.
Basically, we're talking...
Still had thieves. Still had people willing to live off of your hard work. There was still, you know...
But it was generally just those...
There were gangs. They were just called, you know, Indians back then.
And I'm talking fucking 1920s, dude. We're talking 100 years ago.
1920s, you had rum runners, you had gambling underground, you had, I mean, again.
A basic general person.
Violent outbursts get
up,
Thomasons.
Go to work, come home to their family.
Yeah.
The world was a very small place then.
Only because social media hadn't been invented or the internet.
And you're making my point for me. The world was a much less complicated place back then.
All you have to do is turn it off.
Yeah.
And it goes back to simple.
That's how a basic person would...
Again, that's all it is.
But again, you're talking now. You've got your job. You've got your family. You've got cost of living. You've got... social media, you're inundated with all kinds of news now. Dude, the world is a much more complicated place now, and there's far more stuff stressing out just a everyday person than there was in the 1920s.
But
the nature of evolution.
On top of that, you just made my point. Aside from social media... all of those other things existed in 1920s. Your work, your family, your cost of living. The news was on the radio everywhere you was.
But
it was a popular media source, so there wasn't a house without one.
It wasn't 24 hours a day.
No,
it
but it was a lot
it
of
It wasn't
major
on
news.
Your phone. There
a shooting in downtown
there's
Portland today.
Far more fear propaganda today than there was then.
But again, that's in perception. Because, again, like for me, for instance, I don't watch news very often at all.
But actually, you are aware of what's going on in the world.
Very lightly.
But you are aware.
Because I choose not
in
to
the 1920s, in again. The 1920s, the average person had very little knowledge of what was going on. Your average,
maybe in the world, but they still knew what was going on locally.
Maybe.
Oh,
depending
dude.
On where they were.
As you said, the world was a lot smaller. So if... a gang violence bombed out because somebody shorted them on their rum and
they Boston,
lit it out.
In Boston.
But again,
but,
it's
no,
the
wait,
same
wait.
Stresses. That's what I'm saying.
No, this is exactly my point.
The same stresses persisted then than they do now. The only difference is we value ours higher because we think there's more of it. And just like you said, perception is reality. We perceive our stress and our levels of bullshit to be much higher than the people that came before us, when in reality... it wasn't any different. It's just a different kind of creature.
There
but
were
it's
far
same.
Fewer sources of stress, though.
Well, that's because people seek them out nowadays.
And again,
and you have the ability
my
to
point
seek them
for
out.
Me.
Well, no, it's
because
not.
Again, if you didn't have, if we didn't have the internet, if we didn't mm-hmm. have,
it would be 1995 all over again.
If we didn't have TVs, if we didn't have so many outlets inundating us with as much news and as much fear.
Again, I don't know why everyone watches so much TV.
Because that's the way they were brought up, man.
So was I, but I honestly don't do it. It's like I play video games or I watch Hulu.
But you are not the average person.
I know that, but that's what I'm trying to say.
And that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm talking the average person. You're coming at it from your point of view.
Right. But you also
your perception
understand.
Is the reality that you see. The problem is I'm coming at it from a general consensus in that.
But you're also not considering the fact that there were people just like me. And in the respect that... No, stop. Before you jump
again,
down
you're
on
making my point
no.
for me. There were people. Most people in the 1920s were like you.
You're not listening, though. Because what I'm trying to say is there was people like me back then. So if I'm the oddity and I'm the minority vote who doesn't pay attention to that, that means that there was a large mass of people back then who sought it out more than the average person would. So in the difference, it's a balance issue.
No.
But again, it's
you are the abnormality now.
I'm the fucking weird one. I don't get scared because the TV tells me to be. Yeah, I'm fucking crazy.
You are the abnormality now.
Of
in
today.
That you don't go seeking. The abnormality back then
would have been
seeking a 180.
It out. Exactly.
So again,
seeking it out.
You're proving my point for me. The average person in the 1920s wasn't seeking it out. They were just trying to live their life. Their stresses were minimal.
Well, they went through World War I, so not that many.
But again, their stresses were minimal because their life revolved around, I've got to get to my job because I need to make money so I can pay for my house, pay for my food.
There's people who still live that way now, though.
But they have all this other stuff now that's part of that daily stress. Whether they seek it out or not, it's there.
PSA for anyone listening, if you don't want to be stressed out by news and bullshit of the world's collapse, because knowing full well you won't have much in the way of to do about it, it's stop it, other than vote, please vote, for the love of God.
Turn it off! How can they vote if they don't keep up on what's going on?
When it becomes a cycle, you can't get away from it. Even on this show, we talk about it. So if this is your only form of entertainment, I'm so sorry.
Yes, but we do it as a public service because 90% of what's out there
if
is just fear.
If we could get paid, we would.
We come at it with the mentality of, here's what they're saying that you should fear.
And this is why we're calling bullshit.
Here's why you should not fear it.
Right. But again, every generation will always have their set of things to be afraid of. But
exactly.
It comes down to how much you want to
It grows as society grows, as technology advances,
as we
evolve as a species.
So how does this make immigration better or worse?
Because now there's far more things that governments are worried about. And that's why things are the way they are as far as...
If we're listening to this show, how much do we actually give a shit about what the government wants us to do?
It doesn't matter whether or not we care about it. It doesn't matter whether or not we care about it. It's the government. They make the laws that we follow.
Again,
as much as I disagree with my government, I still have to follow its laws so long as I want to stay a free citizen.
No, I totally understand that, and I can respect that.
But in this country, and many like it...
And again, we're talking theoretics
at
this point.
We also have the opportunity, when the government does bullshit stuff, we have the opportunity, with our vote, to sit, go,
get on our soapbox and scream it out loud.
I call bullshit. I call shenanigans. I don't like it. I vote no.
Again,
yes. Or whatever the vote is to make the change that you have to make.
And
the problem is there's still far too many people that think their voice doesn't count. And as we saw with the last election, or not the last election cycle, but the 2016 election cycle, there is a system in place
that overrules what you believe.
That worked
against
for the
us.
Time it was put in place.
It doesn't work anymore.
That system
hasn't
has not
decades.
Changed. It needs to change.
So
it needs
our
to be addressed.
Changed, but the bad systems haven't. You see where I'm getting at here? We kept the shit that worked out for the best.
And that's exactly what I'm saying. It's not just one thing that needs to change. It's
true.
Not just immigration that needs change. It's the whole thing. We were just addressing immigration. If we want to address everything that needs changed,
I don't think I have.
We'd be
enough
here
time.
For like 20 days.
Yeah, nobody
and
wants
it,
to hear
as
that.
As it stands, we're closing in on an hour, so we need to end this conversation.
But the one thing I will say that
the thing is
wait,
you and
wait,
I
wait,
are,
before you shit on me.
I'm not going to shit on you. I'm actually saying that you and I are actually in agreement on a lot of this issue. We're coming at it from two different angles,
right?
And the cool thing about this, and it's been proved on the show over and over again, is we can have these very heated debates,
yeah, but
and still respect
still
each other's
out.
Opinion and still like a lot of stuff you said I agree with.
Oh yeah,
I
likewise.
Think it should be,
it really should,
and I'm sure that the same thing goes with me. You've probably heard some of the stuff I've said and go, yeah, he's got a point. The thing is we're not here to change minds.
No, we're here to bitch,
we're here to
and
offer an opinion
we can.
And hopefully make you the listener go
huh. And then go,
most of what they said was bullshit, but there was that one thing that they said that.
And I guess my big issue that I have.
You can't make the change unless you make people think outside of their box. Danny,
true.
You've said this on the show many times.
Oh, yeah.
People have to get outside of their small purview of how they perceive the world.
Right.
They have to
you
think.
You have to see a different perspective.
You have to get outside your box and
right.
look at the world from another person's angle. It is. So much fear with
oh, yeah.
people going, no, fuck the Mexicans,
oh, yeah.
fuck everyone, close
but
the borders.
That's not how we do.
But you're not seeing
the potential positives of
positive,
not
but you're also
shutting
not seeing
out.
Why those people are coming here.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of people don't, well, no, they understand it, but they choose not
do
to
they?
Acknowledge it for a good reason. They choose to acknowledge it for their own reasons of saying, well, they're just coming over here because they can get, you know, cheap labor, but at the same time, they don't have to pay taxes, so they get to keep all their money, and then they send it home where it's worth like twice as much. It's playing the fucking market, and it's screwing us out of jobs. That is how they see it, and that is the argument I've heard far too often, which, again, is one of the reasons why I was like, well, if we did, you know, make it free to be a citizen, and almost immediately, then they would have nothing to bitch about. Every job would be taxed, every dollar, just like us, everybody else. Doesn't matter if you're
well,
mowing
it's
lawns
that,
or doing that.
But it's also the fact that putting people into jobs
yeah.
that they can excel at.
True. But
like
I
the
know
guy
that,
you were talking about.
I know there isn't a market that's large enough at times, but at the same time, it would be nice to have that little extra help. Like a fucking
and here's
temp
the other
agency.
Problem that no one considers that was just pointed out to me not too long ago. The argument that the Mexicans are taking our jobs is pure bullshit.
Oh, yeah. They're working the jobs you guys don't want to do.
We are researching and developing ourselves out of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the jobs in this country that used to be performed manually are now done by automation.
Robotics, yeah. So the people who understand
not,
robotics, electronics, and things like that, and programming.
It's not the Mexicans taking our jobs.
Nope.
It's people like us who are developing smarter, faster ways of doing stuff.
We're working smarter, not harder. And unfortunately...
And that's not you.
No.
That's it, Fred Myers. But
oh, okay.
I
but
like
anyway.
That you thought it was you. But yeah, so it's there's a lot more to this immigration picture than
right,
even
right.
we touched
oh,
on.
Oh yeah, no, we're not even
and
scratching it.
Truth of the matter is we're coming at this almost completely with little to no knowledge of the full problem.
If you're using this as a point of reference, whoever's
don't.
Listening to this show, just don't.
Just don't.
Just know that we're just, you know, firing off
this
because
is,
we can.
This is our disclaimer that...
Our vocal diarrhea
this
is not
been,
to be taken
this
seriously.
This has been mostly opinion.
Oh, yeah. 99% opinion at this point.
0.9997.
There's a small smidgen of factoid hidden in there, but yeah, 90%
of
but it
if you want
opinion.
To understand the full problem... Take the time. Research it.
Yeah, look into
all
it.
The information's up there on the Googles.
And the one thing that
down
I,
the tubes of the web.
Well, the one thing that I understand that people are getting frustrated about is anybody who didn't vote for the Cheeto in Chief have still been hearing since his entire start of his presidency that, oh, he's going to get impeached. Oh, he's going to be up for trial. Oh, they're going to get him. They got all this information on him. Oh, they're going to... And we're almost fucking done with this 4 years. So, tick-tock, motherfuckers. apparently even bitching about it doesn't do
well,
shit.
Well, another news story broke today that maybe Mueller is getting closer and closer to...
Whatever.
Until he drops the report,
yeah.
Every time they say that, it's going in one ear, out the other.
Because I can't buy into it anymore. Anytime anybody ever says anything, it's where it's like, either it's good or it's bad, politically speaking, I call bullshit immediately because, well, what you doing about it? Are you doing something? Oh, wait, he's getting investigated. Are you doing something?
No, see, we had all these promises when the Democrats like took over the House or whatever that they were gonna subpoena his taxes and stuff.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, they actually
did,
and he said no.
Yeah.
You can't have it.
Oh, geez. Ooh, big surprise there,
folks. At that point, they just went,
okay.
Well,
I guess
that
works.
No, fuck that. You subpoenaed his shit. He can't say no. Get off your asses
and do your fucking job. But again, that's why people get discouraged whenever.
But at the same time, I'm seeing more and more stuff from people like Ocasio-Cortez that makes me go, there's someone who's driven and wants to get this shit right.
Well, here's hoping.
She's asking the right question
to do it.
The problem is I think she's going to get assassinated. I hate to say it, but she's pissing off way too many people.
I'm okay with that, though. I'm not okay with her getting assassinated. I'm okay with her pissing everybody off. I don't give a fat, roasty fuck. Because, again, government is not supposed to be for snowflakes.
I feel like we need more Ocasio-Cortezes.
And a hell of a lot less Donald Trumps.
On both sides.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We need them on both sides.
People tend to forget that Republicans circa, what, 1940, 1950, were actually the good guys.
Yeah.
The Democrats were the assholes. But as times have changed, as they do, Republicans have become more of an asshole and Democrats have kind of shifted
I actually looked up to find out who has had more scandals, Democrats or Republicans, in the last 100 years.
Okay, 100 years, yeah, that I couldn't tell you.
Republicans.
I wasn't necessarily surprised, but at the same time...
Do you know who's had the most sex scandals in the last 50 years?
Democrats?
Republicans.
Really?
I thought it was... I looked it
was
up, buddy.
JFK a Republican?
Democrat.
He was a Democrat. So we got Big Bill and we got JFK, but that still wasn't
enough.
Oh, no.
We've had quite a few. Don't get me wrong. Democrats have had quite a few. But I actually did the count.
Wow.
And some of the most hideous scandals.
Ew.
Republicans.
Well, brownie points for having a kink, guys.
So, you know, again, think about that when you're waving that blue flag.
The red one.
Or the red one.
Blue one was not.
Think about it when
scandal.
You're wearing your purple flag.
Sure.
Because
you're right in the middle.
The people that you're supporting, they don't care about you.
Most of them don't. And although
I'm going to say
shooting for the right direction, I will say not all of them are bad people.
Oh, no,
that's not fair.
And I was just going to say.
There are people out there who are trying to work for us, but they are not the loudest voice currently.
I have always been and will strive to be for the rest of my days in the middle. I think Democrats have good ideas. I think Republicans
have had good ideas.
They still have good ideas. And there's good and bad on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
I firmly believe that one day, again, because it happened before, one day Republicans and Democrats will put all the shit aside
and
the good ones will rise up, and they're going to go, we need to focus on our country and not our pocketbooks. And until we can figure out a way to hit them in the pocketbooks, this cycle of corruption is going to continue. You have to find a way to hit them in the pocketbook.
Well, a good old fashioned
and I honestly believe
work real well.
you know what I firmly believe? That if you run for elective office for however long that you're in that office, you don't get paid. It should be a service.
I would disagree with that, but I would say anybody who runs for an office should get paid the exact same wage as public school teachers. Because if
and beyond the health care that the rest of us have to do.
Exactly. That's
you
want to
see improvements?
Dude, yeah, fuck real. They'll just get lower class people need all of the cool shit. But yeah, it's like make them have the same pay grade as a public school teacher,
but also
because then that will go up. And guess what? You'll get better teachers, more of them, bigger class sizes, better school systems, newer education materials. Because guess what? I'm not getting funded unless you guys get funded. So we're going to soup your guys' shit up.
And here's the other thing.
We're going to pimp your school.
People who actually run are going to be people you want to listen to and want to vote for because they truly want to help this country.
Yeah. Because they know that it's not going to line their fucking jacket pocket for the rest of their life. This is literally a job that you're going to struggle to hang on to and do the best you can. Because if you do, you might actually get paid. But if you do a shit job, sorry, dude. Now you got to go work at Burgerville like the rest of us.
So that's it. We fixed America.
Fuck
on Not
yeah.
Another podcast.
Done. Stamped it. Game over.
Come on in. You're a citizen.
Woo!
Next week, hopefully Samantha will be unpacked at her new place. And
that sounds hot.
She'll bookmark it for you.
Oh, yes.
Maybe Bryce will be back. We'll reach out to Jim again.
Dream.
Jim.
Dream.
Jim.
Dream.
See if we can't get his fabulous, sexy voice back on here.
Yeah, if you guys ever get him back permanent, I know I'm off the show, so I guess it kind of works out.
Are you kidding? He's been away from the show too long. He doesn't want to come back.
That's okay.
You're stuck.
Unless
you move to Pennsylvania, too.
Okay. I might actually make efforts.
That's it for us. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.